Now, Israel says it will join the U.S. in pulling out of the U.N.'s cultural organization, UNESCO, calling it, quote, a theater of the absurd. In a statement, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the U.N. body of distorting history. The statement comes shortly after Washington said it was withdrawing from UNESCO over what it called the agency's continued bias against Israel. White House said that the decision will take effect on December 31, 2018. The Trump administration said it will establish an observer mission to replace its current representation at the agency. UNESCO's director general, however, has expressed her deep regret over Washington's decision.
At the time when conflicts continue to tear apart societies across the world, it is deeply regrettable for the United States to withdraw from the United Nations agency promoting education for peace and protecting culture under attack. Well, this is why I regret the withdrawal of the United States. This is a loss to UNESCO. This is a loss to the United Nations family. This is a loss for multilateralism.
Irina Bokova there said that UNESCO needs a membership of all states. And meanwhile, Russia's foreign minister has said that it, quote, regretted Washington's decision. UN body drew the ire of Israel and U.S. with a series of decisions, including the listing of the city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron, as a Palestinian World Heritage Site. U.S. canceled its substantial budget contribution to UNESCO back in 2011 in protest against a decision to grant Palestinians full membership.